Job 25. Then Bildad the Shuhite replied, "Dominion and fear are with him. He makes peace in his high places. Can his armies be counted? On whom does his light not arise? How then can man be just with God, or how can he who is born of a woman be clean? Behold, even the moon has no brightness, and the stars are not pure in his sight. How much less man who is a worm, the son of man who is a worm?" Well, I think what Bildad is saying is, look, God is so powerful, and whoever is born of a woman is unclean and is just a worm and is just rubbish, that human beings are just rubbish compared to how great God is. Well, no, again, this is a wrong perspective. God loves man. And as Job realizes at times, he has created me, he has made me, his fingers have fashioned me. I'm like clay that he's very carefully working on to make something beautiful. And God does not have this low view of human beings, that we're all a bunch of worms and that we're just unclean because we're human. No. We must remember that the Lord Jesus had human nature. He was absolutely of our nature. And yet, despite that, he was holy and undefiled and very pleasing to God. Must always bear that in mind and not think that God somehow hates or disregards human beings. He doesn't disregard us. He has a great and passionate interest in us. Job comes to realize that when he says at one point, as we read earlier, "God, why do you bother testing me every moment?" He feels that God is involved all the time in his life, and that is how we should feel. That is how God is. We mustn't go for this idea of Bildad that, nah, God's far away, and who's man? He's just unclean, and God's not much interested, but, you know, if you're good, you'll get some sort of blessing, and if you're wicked, you'll get punishment. This is not the right approach, and I think the book of Job teaches us how much God values man. And the friends often say, oh, you know, man is rubbish, man is just dirty and unclean, etc. Well, yeah, we're unclean by our actions, but God has a passionate interest and love for all his creation.